The sugya until now was dealing with the topic of the mazik of esh, eshi mishem chitzav, eshi mishem amaynai, in regards to mazik. The chiyuv of tashlumin because you are mazik. The sugya on Amud Beis brings in the topic of esh, the mazik of esh, in regards to ritzicha, being a ritzeach. If you lit a esh and it killed somebody, do you have a din of a ritzeach? So the Gemara brings be'etzem a beferish a mishnah on daf samach aleph amud beis that somebody who kills somebody with his esh, he has a din of a ritzeach. Where does it say that in the mishnah? The mishnah says over there that if you had a gadish and you had a gedi samach loy and an evad kafus loy and it was hidlig as a gadish v'nisraf imoy, including the evad was also Nisraf and died in the Eish, so you potter in the Tashlumin of the Gedi and the Godish. And the Gemara bePashtus is Mavur, why are you potter from the Tashlumin on the Gedi and the Godish? Because of Kamlei B'Derabamineh. Whenever there's a Chiyuv Misa, you're not Chayiv on Tashlumin. And over here there's a Chiyuv Misa. Where's the Chiyuv Misa? For killing the Eved. So you see that killing the Eved al Yedei Hadlokas Eish has a din of a reitzeach, and the hefsid moment, the mazik that came from that maisa, has a halacha of kam lebi d'rabmin and yipater and a tashlumin. So beferish a mishnah bepashtus that there's a din reitzeach by esh, and the Gemara has an issue. The Gemara says bish loy malufi reb yoichanan that holds esh mishum chitzav. So memela, I understand why you're reitzeach. Just like if you zayrek a chetz on a person and it kills him, even though you didn't kill him with your bare hands, zrikas chetz, which is the koichay of the Adam, is also considered a reitzeach. So the esh, which is considered esh mishum chitzav, is also considered a reitzeach, which Rabbi Seinu pointed out that there is an aspect of chiddush. Man might have been able to say, the din chitzav, it's not mamish physically a chetz. The din chitzav is only legabe mazik, who said it's also chitzav legabe reitzeach, toshtei. It's taka din of chitzav. The din of eshim mishum chitzav is also relevant to the din of being a reitzeach. Memele he's chayiv misa for the sreifas ha'eved, and memele he's potter on the tashlum and kam lebi d'rabinei. Aber zok the gemara the firesh lakish that holds eshim mishum amaynai. So who killed the eved? The mamain killed the eved. Says the gemara ilu kotal turei avda miloy mechayiv. If someone's Tura, someone's shar, someone's mamain, killed a person, and there was also a hezek of mamain, are you going to say over there, kam lebi d'rabamineh? Of course not. Only by a reitzeach. When you're a reitzeach, you say kam lebi d'rabamineh. If your shar was reitzeach somebody, there's no din of kam lebi d'rabamineh. That's what the Gemara says. So Mamela, how could it be that lefi reish lakish will pater on the tashlumen of the mamain? Where's the kam lebi d'rabamineh? The Gemara makes an ukimta, like the Gemara, that we're talking about kishehitzis begufay shel eved. Ein hachanami, if you first lit the fire and the fire spread to the eved, that's not you killing the eved, that's your mamon killing the eved. Mamon killing the eved, you're not a reitzeach. The case of that mishnah that says, where you first, when matzis begufay shel eved, you put the fire on the body of the eved, that killed him, you are a reitzeach. So the strafe of the godish that happened as a result of that has come lebi d'rabamineh. It's before in the Gemara that lefirei shlokish, it's possible to be a reitzeach al yedei esh. When you're hitzis begufay shel eved, what's the vart of hitzis begufay shel eved? Pasha's like before in the Gemara Nabat Aleph. If your behema had a fire spread, you're not chaya for that fire, esh de behemta yepater. But mokay magacheles is considered as if the behema was masiket biyadayim. The makam of gacheles is not esh. The makam of gacheles is ki'ilu the adam being masik biyadayim. So if you put the gacheles directly on the guf of the eved, and putting the gacheles on the guf of the eved killed him, that means that you killed him biyadayim. Merely have a din of reitzeach. That's the pashup shat. I want to start off with an extremely technical point. The lashon gemara is that you put it begufay shel eved. Where did you put it? Where was the fire put? So if you tell me that it was put on his heart, so you put it on his heart and you killed him, or any other part of the body that immediately would kill him, using the heart as an example, you put the esh directly on his fire and that killed him on the spot. That's Ritzach. You killed him. The Eish was like your sword, and you killed him on the spot. Then fine, great, you're Ritzach. Let's say you lit the fire on his foot, and the lighting a fire on a person's foot doesn't kill him. But then the fire spread to a place that it will come, spread to his heart, and then it killed him. Are you going to be chayav over there also? Are you going to say over there also that he's a Ritzach and a male of this Kamlai B'derabim B'nei? L'chayr not. Because over there, what did you do B'yadayim? You put it on his foot. That's what you did B'yadayim. The spreading of the Eish is Eishim Mishim Amoinai. So your Mamoin spread, just like it says over there, by Godesh. The Makam HaGacheles is the act of the Behemah itself. The spreading is already Mamoin de Mamoinai. That's not going to be Shaykh to be Chayef. Over here should be the same thing. The Makam of the Gacheles, the Makam of the Eish that I put on his foot, that's me, I did it. I burnt his foot. That's not my Mamoin. But the spreading to the heart is his Mamoin. And L'chayra, that shouldn't be considered Ritzach. L'chayra, that's the Svara. The Gemara is not mashma that way. The Gemara's mashma hits his begufa shel eved. The Gemara says hits it in the heart of the eved. And I'll get even more technical. Let's say you put the gacheles directly on his heart. Very, very technical. You put it directly on his heart. It killed him right away. It has to go through a few layers till it gets to the heart. So weiter, that's the spreading. If you put it on a place where he died immediately from the spot, makam hagacheles, I would understand. I think it's hard to figure out a hechatimsa that he's going to die immediately. It takes a few seconds to spread. Those few seconds already should take it away from the Adam doing it to make it eishem mishemamayna, and he should be potter. Elamai, maybe you'll be matcha that we're talking about. He put it there and he left it there. He kept his hand on it till it burnt his heart. Maybe Lashon Gemara is not mashma all this. Lashon Gemara is mashma that it's hitzis begufay shel eved. It's mashma in the Gemara that it's gufay shel eved. I know the kasha is not the end of the world, but it's definitely a diuk in Lashon Gemara. Lashon Gemara is hitzis begufay shel eved. I hear the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says hitzis begufay shel eved. That's a diuk in the Lashon HaGemara. Again, I say it's not the end of the world diuk, but it's a diuk in Lashon HaGemara. To me, it's mashma in the Gemara. If you lit his foot, you have a din of a reitzeach. The shaila is what could be the havan of that. So let's move on to another point. The Gemara says that's borer if you lit the fire on the Gadish, and then the fire spread to kill the Eved. That says beferish in the Gemara that there's no din of kam lebidrab minei. Why is there no kam lebidrab minei? Pasha, you need to be a reitzeach to be kamlei de rabbi minei. You need chiyuv misa. The chiyuv misa comes from being a reitzeach, and he's not a reitzeach. You lit the fire on the gadish. Your mamman killed him. My mamman killing him is not making me into a reitzeach. So there's no basis for kamlei de rabbi minei. That's a pasha shad of the Gemara. And when the Gemara says ilu katal ture avda milay mechayev, that means of course. There's no siba for kamlei b'draminei. There's no ritzicha b'chlal. That's how Tosfos ends up learning the Gemara. Rashi peldik Rashi. Rashi says not that way. Rashi says im kotel turei avdei hachinami deloy mechayev mamoin haksiv kesef shloishim shkalim yitein la'adoinav. Rashi has to bring a pasuk to prove it. If you're sure killed an eved, are you chayev to pay? Rashi's mashma. I would have thought maybe you're potter for paying. Maybe this kamlei b'draminei. There's a pasuk. The Torah says when Yeshar kills the Eved, you pay Shleshim Shel Eved. You see, there's no Kam Levi Derab Minei. That's what Rashi says. Rashi is Mashma, then you need a Pasuk. It's Meduyak and Rashi that without a Pasuk, Misfara, I would have thought if my Shar is Negeach HaAdam and kills him, and it was also Mazik Mamen, I'm Pater and Tashlum, Kam Levi Derab Minei, because my Shar killed. I need a Pasuk to say not that way. Shloishim Shlevet, you see your Chayim, Vais Tais is no Kam. What? Tais is always on Rashi. It's Poshit. How can they become Lib Deramine? You need to be a right Seach for Kamli Deramine. If my Shor killed somebody, that means I'm a right Seach. What's a Pshar in this Gemara? So before I say Pshar in this Gemara, just one more piece of knowledge about Kamli Deramine. Kamli Deramine is if you, let's say, killed somebody, and you're Chayiv Misa, and you also a mazik moment, so you're potter. Come live in the rabbinate, because you're chayiv misa. The Gemara in Ksuba says, the chiddush gadol of Tana de Bechizkiya. Tana de Bechizkiya says a very bechiddush. Even if somebody killed somebody b'shoigeg, where he's not lemaisa chayiv misa, still he's potter on the tashlumah because of kam lebedu rabbi. He learns it out of gzeras hakasef. That means you don't need the chi of misa bepoil, as long as you did an act of ritzicha that could kill somebody, that could be mechayev you misa if it was bemezid, but it happens to be that it was b'shoigeg, so we still say the rule of kam lebedu rabbi. That's the tremendous chiddush of tam de bechizki, but that's a befurisha gemara. I'm going to say a chiddush now, and it's going to sound strange, but I'll build it up, and you'll see it's not as strange as it sounds. By Tana de Bechizki is talking about where someone did an act of ritzicha, and he killed them b'shoigeg. Over there, there's kam lebedu rabbi. I want to say a chiddush. Even though you're not chayiv misa, if somebody's shor killed somebody, the bailim of the shor is not chayiv misa. That's for sure. But be'etzem, the shor killing somebody gives the bailim of the shor shaychus to be called a reitzeach. Wait till I finish. It sounds strange. The shor killed, and the bailim is nechshav a reitzeach. The bailim is called a reitzeach. He's not chayiv misa. We'll see why in a second. There's a petur that he's not chayiv misa. But maybe there was a havamina to say that your shor killing somebody else is like the din of Tana de Bechizkiya. And there's a din of kam lebedu rabbi. I am not chayiv misa. You're like a shoygeg. A shoygeg that's not chayiv misa has kam lebedu rabbi minei. Because you're a reitzeach. You're a reitzeach b'shoygeg. Your shor killed somebody. It gives the bailim et vos, a shame of a reitzeach. I would have had a havamina even though he's not chayiv misa. Why did this kam lebedu rabbi minei? Rashi says, no. This is much less than shoygeg. And Memela, from the Pasuk of Shloshim Shalevet, I see there's no kam lebedu rabbi minei. Now that sounds very strange. Bishlaimo, when you killed someone b'shoigeg, it's an act that's chayiv, it's ritzicha. It was a shoigeg, so there's a p'tur. Your animal killed somebody, I'm a reitzeach. So first of all, what I'm saying sounds like a chiddush, but the idea is a gemara mufureshes. There's a gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Tesvav. The gemara says, beferish, that there's a havamina to say, Rashi brings it actually in Baba Kama, Daf Beis Amid Beis, that there's a havamina to say that a person is chayiv misa al ritzichas shoyroi. If your shor killed somebody, there's a havamina, gam bail of yumos, that the bailim is chayiv misa like a regular reitzeach. The Ferish Gemara. And the Gemara has a gzeras hakosuv, reitzeachu, al ritzichos ayata chayiv, vi'yata chayiv al ritzichas shoyroi. So there's a Ferish Gemara that says the idea that the bailim of the shor is called a reitzeach, there's a havamina to kill him, kamashman, you don't kill him. I'm just saying one teisefes. The kamashman is not no shaychus. He's a reitzeach. But al ritzichos ayata chayiv, v'yata chayiv al ritzichos shoyroi. I'm not chayiv, I'm a reitzeach, that's not chayiv misa. The minute that he's a reitzeach, that's not chayiv misa, I smell already a ton of the bechizkia. What's a reitzeach b'shoigeg? A reitzeach that's not chayiv misa. This kam lebedu rabbi minei. I would have a havamina. Reitzichas shoyroi makes the bailim into a reitzeach. This ton of the bechizkia over here. So Rashi, you're right. Good svara. Zera Sakosov says not that way. You see that Yechayim and Shloshim Shalevet. Lemaisa, so I brought him a Feirish Gemara to what I said, to the idea that I said. Lemaisa, the Gemara is a Pella. How is there a Havamina to treat the Bailim of the Shor as a Reitzeach? He didn't do it. A Shoigeg is a Reitzeach. I didn't do it. The Shor did it. So this, to understand this properly, really brings us to the Shoirish of all chi of mazik in Baba Kama. The Torah says if your shor is mazik, you're chayif to pay. Why are you chayif to pay? There's a yadua chakira in understanding the chi of tashlumim when your shor is mazik. One mahalach is, you own a shor, yeah, you have the privilege of owning a shor, you also have responsibilities for owning a shor, and clean up the mess. If your shor did a hezek, you're responsible to take care of what your shor did. You didn't do it. The shor did it. But you own the shor. Part of being an owner also gives you responsibilities. So you have responsibility to pay for the damage that your shor did. That's one way of understanding. But there's another way to understand. Like the lashon of the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Kal shachavti b'shmirosai, hechsharti es niskai. Rashi says in the first pshat, on anything that I'm chayiv in shmira, and I wasn't shomer like I'm supposed to, Hichshati es niskai. I'm mazmin. I caused, I brought about the hezek. And therefore you have to pay. Not because I'm responsible for my shor did it, leave me out of it, but I'm responsible by being a bailam. Bailam cleans up the mess of a shor. No. You have shaykhis to this hezek. You are goyer in the hezek. By you not watching, you are machshi, you are mazmin, and you cause the hezek. And therefore you have to pay. Mishnah says, on that base of an aleph, kishahizik chav hamazik l'shalim. Kishizik chav hamazik. Who's the mazik? The behemoth is the mazik. The behemoth pays? Zok the meiri? The mazik is the bailim shenisrashel v'shmirosai. That means we call the bailim, you are the mazik. Why am I the mazik? I didn't touch anything. Yeah, you were completely passive. You didn't do anything. But you didn't watch your shor. As a result of you not rushing the shor, the hezek came about. You caused the hezek. The Torah says, for that, you're going to be chayiv to pay. That's the chiyuv of mazik. The chiyuv of mazik is because you caused it. Once you say that, maybe you could take it a step weiter. Maybe that's the chiyuv of reitzeach also. The chiyuv of reitzeach is not for the maiser ritzicha. The chiyuv of reitzeach is for causing, for being machshir the ritzicha. How am I machshir the ritzicha? By killing him. That's the most obvious hechsher. But the ikur chiyuv of reitzeach is maybe doima to mazik. When you are machshir the hezek, and I'll give an example to that in a moment. If the chiyuv of reitzeach is also being machshir, I can hear it sad, by me not watching my behemoth, and the behemoth killed somebody, I was machshir the ritzicha. If I'm machshir the ritzicha, ich bin a reitzeach. Just like the Mishnah says, kishizachav hamazik, the bailam is the mazik. If the bailam is the mazik, the bailam is the reitzeach. I can hear very stark that the Bailam also has a shaykhis to being a reitzeach. I, my shor, did it. No, you did it. You are mazmin, the reitzicha of your shor. So you have shaykhis to be calling a reitzeach. Ad kidei kach, the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a tzad that the Baal HaShor is chayiv misa like a regular reitzeach. Kamash melon. Gzeras akosav, al reitzicha sayata mechayivoy. V'yata chayivoy, al reitzicha shoyroy. But be'etzem, we could say he is a reitzeach. He's a reitzeach with a p'tur, like we just said. Now, by what? By a tam? By a short tam? Don't know. We're talking about a shor mu'adafka over there. I hear the shayla about a shor tam. We're talking about Eish over here. Eish is for sure not a shor tam. And I don't know. And the pasuk of Shalom Shalom is also talking about a mu'ad. Don't know. Ichveisnish. But al kaponim, that's the shaykhis over here that is considered a reitzeach. Now, I'll emphasize the chiddush that we're saying. By mazik, the whole baba kam, I just said a few little smachs ledover, that the machayiv is because you're machshir. There's many rayas that mazik is for machshir. By Ritzeach, the Chiyuv is for Machshir. Maybe the Chiyuv is doing a Meiser Ritzicha. So there's Rais that also. I'll mention something in that vein just to get the picture. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on the Ayin Vav Amid Beis that speaks about the din of Metzamtzim by Ritzeach. I'll explain what Metzamtzim is. If you take a person, you throw him into the water and he drowns, it's Pashat Yer Ritzeach. You did a Meiser Ritzicha. The Gemara says, let's say there was a person who was underwater and you put your hand on his head and didn't let him get up. So you didn't let him, he already fell in the water, that could kill him. But he could have saved himself by getting up. And you hold your hand, and you don't let him get up. Are you considered a reitzeach? The Gemara says that you're called a reitzeach. Gzeiras HaKosov, misvar not a reitzeach. I didn't kill him. But Gzeiras HaKosov says that you're considered a reitzeach. Over there, did you do a maaser ritzicha? No, that's why the Havamin is that you're not a reitzeach. What's the Kamash Malon? You don't need a maaser ritzicha. You need to be machshir the ritzicha. This metzamtzem, by keeping him down, I was mazmin the ritzicha. I didn't do the ritzicha. He was in the water anyway. But I was machshir the ritzicha. That, you see, you don't need to have a maisa ritzicha. All you have to be is that you're mazmin, you're bringing out the ritzicha. That's not an exact example, but it's an example. I'll bring it out another way. There's an iser on Shabbos of netilas neshama. You're not allowed to kill something. Be moitzi in a shama on Shabbos. Let's say you were metzamtzim, a behema or adam in the water on Shabbos. Would you be chayef in a tilas neshama? Tachsach not. It's not a maisa ritzicha. For Shabbos, you're chayef for the maisa malacha of netilas neshama. In metzamtzim, I didn't do anything. I prevented him from getting up. So why are you chayef mishum ritzeach? Because the chiyuv of ritzicha is like mazik, for being machshir. That mitzamtzim is also called a machshava. It's a dugma ledavar of this idea. So memela af anu noimar, I have a mina to say that be'etzem, a bailam of a shor that's pesheya in the shmira, and a shor kills somebody because of that, the bailam is a reitzeach, and we kill him. And I'm being mechadish that it's not only a havamina. The havamina is that he's a reitzeach and you kill him. The maskana is, you don't kill him. Oh, but he's a reitzeach. He is a reitzeach. And you don't kill him. So if he's a reitzeach with a p'tur, what's the din of a reitzeach with a p'tur? Tarta bechizkiya. Come maybe the rabamina. That was the havamina. So Rashi knows Zeras HaKosov. It's different. It's four different. By Shoigig, it's a Meiser Ritzicha Mamesh. That's all missing is the Mezid over here. Hechsher Ritzicha doesn't have a Kamlei B'derabimine. Hechsher Ritzicha through Shar doesn't have Kamlei B'derabimine. That's the Achelik of the Gemara. So now let's get back to the question I asked before, where the Gemara says that if it's Hitzis Begufoy Shel Eved, you consider Reitzeach, even if the Mandamur holds Eishoy Mishum Amaynoy. And I asked a very technical issue. If your metis gufa shall evid in a place where he dies on the spot without spreading, very good. The ish was his sword and killed him. But if your metis gufa shall evid on his foot, which didn't kill him, and then it spread from your pshia, it spread over to his heart, l'chayra vayta that's mamoinai. The Gemara is not mashmo talking about only where it hits its gufa shall evid on the heart. A diktuk in the Gemara. The few I was saying, maybe you could say a pshat, but with one more chiddush. We just said that when Yeshar is mazik somebody, also when Yeshar kills somebody, be'etzem, but be'ikr, when Yeshar is mazik somebody, the Bailam is chayev because he did it. He did it. He didn't do it. He was machshit. He's the one who caused this hezek to happen. That's why he's chayev to pay. Hichsharti es niskoy. How did the Bailam cause it? Not by doing something. By not doing something, by being passive. He was supposed to watch, he passively did not watch, and that caused the hezek. That's the machshir by regular mazik. By eish, when we say also eish mishim amaynoi, you're also chayev by mazik. If the eish is mazik, same thing as shor, you're also the machshir. How are you machshir over there? How are you the machshir by eish? So let's look into it deeply. There's two eifanim of Eish. There's one oifen of Eish where a person lit a fire in his house. He lit a fire in his oven. He lit a fire in his house, which is perfectly mutter. Absolutely nothing wrong with being madlik in his house. But if you light a fire in your house, you better watch it. And if he didn't watch the fire, and because of that, it spread to someone else's house and burnt it down, he's chayef. That's mamish exact parallel to mamay. I have a shor. I passively refrained from watching. It went was mazik, I'm chayev, had an eish. The eish is great as it is. I passively refrained from watching it. It went was mazik, I'm chayev. So the pshia of eish could be exactly parallel to the pshia of shor. Aber, there is an oifen where the pshia of the eish is different than shor. Let's say I went into somebody else's rishus and I lit the fire in the rishus. I'm for sure a pshia, I'm for sure a machshir. That's by being passive, or that's by doing something. Over there, that's called pshias hadlaka. Over there, what are you lighting a fire in someone else's rishos? When I light a fire in my oven, that's great. There's no pshia in the hadlaka. The pshia is in the passive ishmira that made it go to someone else's house. This is the pshia. That's the same as shar. But by ish, we also find the hechatimsa of being pshia, not with an ishmira passively, an active pshia. A pshias hadlaka. You don't really find that by shor. It's not possible. By shor, usually, it's just passive. By ish, you have two eifanim. When you're madlik besoich shalcha and it spread to somebody else, that's pshias shmira. When you're madlik besoich shalcha veroi, that's called pshias hadlaka. Where do I get this from? First of all, it actually makes sense that it's different. The pshi over there is the hadlaka. There's nafkamina beferish about this. The Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph says that Eish has a special kula that other mazikim don't have, that Eish is potter ala taman. If you are madlik a godish and there was something taman inside the godish, you're potter on taman. But it's not accurate what I just said. I said if you're madlik the godish and there's something taman in the godish, you're potter. That's not accurate. The Gemara says the only time, the Mishnah says, the only time that you're potter on taman is if I'm madlik b'soich shalcha, shali, I'm madlik in my own rishos, I'm pesheya and b'shmira, and then it goes and is mazik, someone else's godish that has dvorim that are tamun, I'm pater on tamun. But if I go into someone else's rishos, and I light his godish, then I'm chaya for tamun also. And the shaila is why? It's both esh, esh is pater and atamun. So the way, I can't go into that whole sugya right now, there's a Rashi over there, the way Rav Nochum explained it, is with what we're saying now. When you madlik b'soy shalcha, and it spreads to someone else's rishos, that's pshia shmira. You are pshia passively in the shmira, and it made it go. And it wasn't a pshia sadlaka, there's no maisa adam involved. It's all pshia shmira. Over there, the Torah gave the ptur, the kula of eshes pater and taman. But when you're madlik b'soich shel chaveiroi, so over there, you are pshia in the etzem hadlaka. It's not just pshia shmira. What are you being what are you going to someone else's rishos and being madlik? Pshia sadlaka has no ptur of taman. The only time the Torah offers the ptur taman is only by pshia shmira. By pshias hadlaka, the Torah doesn't offer the ptur of taman. So I'm just bringing that as a makar. This in Eish, there's two levels of pshia. This pshia shmira passive. This pshias hadlaka active.
Is anyone possible?
Yeah, of ayakama. So you're asking a kasha on the Mishnah. How can the Mishnah say that there's no ptur of taman when you madlik b'soich shel chaveiroi? You're asking a very good kasha. It's a gzeiras akosav, but that's what it says. The Chazal ki'ilu were makabel that this gzeiras akosav is only on this form of esh, the pshia shmira of esh. But on pshia sadlaka, you don't have it. That's what the Mishnah says. I'm asking it's a chiddush. He's right. There's one pasuk of esh that deals with both levels of pshia. Mechatesi to split it in half and say that the ptur tamen is only on that. It's not my fault. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that it's only when there's a madlik b'soich shalcha and it spreads to someone else's rishos. When it's madlik b'soich shalcha veiroi, you're chayav on tamen. Reb Nachum was masbir because the Torah didn't pater by pshias hadlaka. That's a higher madrega of pshia in our nosach. A higher madrega of machshir. The higher madrega of machshir doesn't have the ptur taman. The lower madrega of machshir from being passive has the ptur taman. Lefiat dvarim elu, actually we could say a chiddush. Let's say somebody was madlik a godish first, and there was an eved kafus, and it burnt the eved. So I was for sure pesheya in the ritzicha of the eved. That's pshias shmira, or pshias hadlaka. I would say lagabi ritzicha, that's pshias shmira. When I lit the fire, it might not have been okay to light the fire, it's mazik somebody, but there's no ritzicha at all in this hadlaka. It's a hadlaka on a godish. What does a hadlaka on a godish have to do with killing somebody? Bimikra, it happens to be that there's an eved samachlai. And if I don't watch my esh that I did on the godish, it will hit the eved. That's a pshia in the shmira. I want to say a svara. If you're madlik the guf of the eved, even if you didn't put it on his heart, you are madlik the guf of the eved on his foot, that maisa itself intrinsically could lead to ritzicha, that's pshia sadlaka. When you light the godish first and then it's spread to the eved, munach in the hadlaka sagodish, there's no ritzicha. So memela, what brought this to a matziv of danger of ritzicha? Pshia shmira. Masha'enkin, if you're madlik gufay shel eved, that's pshia sadlaka. That's an active pshia. Imkein efshir could say a chiddush. When you did pshia sadlaka, and the pshia sadlaka ended up killing the eved, not pshia shmira, it was an active, you are a reitzeach, and you're a reitzeach, that's chayiv misa. What? How can I say such a thing? I didn't kill him. I lit his foot. And my mamain killed him. The Gemara had a havamin in Sanhedrin that ritzichas shoyroi makes me into a ritzeach. And I'm chayiv misa. What's the kamashmar of the pasuk? Al ritzichas sayata chayiv yata chayiv al ritzichas shoyroi. If you were saying that means, when you're passive, you're not a ritzeach. When shoyroi, your maximum pshia is passive. Your maximum hechsher is passive. On that, the Torah says, "Al ritzicha seyata chayv, yata chayv ritzicha shoyrei." Or when your meitzis begufa shel eved, any spot on his guf, that's pshias hadlaka. Over there, you don't have the meat. We go back. You're ritzeach. That's a Maisa Hadlaka, a Maisa Heksher. A Maisa Heksher makes you into a Reitzeach, even though you didn't kill him. Memela Yachayev Misa, and Memela, it's Kamle B'drab Mine. Even though you didn't kill him on his heart, you killed him, you lit his foot, and it spread to his heart. But the Hadlaka is Pshias Hadlaka under Ritzicha. If it's Pshias Hadlaka under Ritzicha, that's enough to be considered. All right, Tzeach, I'm saying a tremendous chiddush. The Gemara says, hitzitz begufay shel eved is considered a right Tzeach. I have a shayla lagabe Shabbos. If someone has hitzitz begufay shel behemo or eved on Shabbos, is he chayiv mishum tilas neshama? Now, if he puts it on his heart directly and he dies on the spot, for sure. If he puts it on his foot and it spreads to his heart, is he chayiv mishum tilas neshama? Lefi what I'm saying, no. Because you didn't take out the neshama. My mom took out the neshama. So why are you Reitzeach? Machshir. Machshir is enough for Mazik. Machshir, the Gemara in Sanhedrin teaches us, is enough for Reitzeach. Also, Be'etzem, it's enough for Reitzeach. This is Xeras HaKosim not. We're not. By Pshias Shmira. Oh, but by Pshias Hadloka, where you did an active Machshir, then the Torah says over there, there's no miyat, then you are a Reitzeach. So for Ritzicha, you'll be chayiv, Misa, but not for Netilas Nashama and Shabbos, a Chiddush Gadol. That could be possibly shot in the Gemara. So we're saying a double Chidushim. First of all, the etzem fact that by when your maman, Ilu Kotal Ture Avde, Mi Loi Machayiv, it's a Chiddush. I would have thought, Kotal Ture Avde, Mach Mifar Reitzeach, and Mamela was coming with Rabbi, like Tande Bechiski, or Kamash Vulanat. Second stage is, that's only when there's Pshias Shmira. But when there's Pshias Hadloka, that's going to be much more severe, and then you are a Reitzeach Chayiv Misa, but not Chayiv in Netilas Neshama on Shabbos. I'm asking it's Chidushim, but that could be Pshat in this Gemara. The Maisa. No. Oh, it's a good point. Maybe I'll get to that in a second. When you're Madlik B'Soich Shal Chaveiroi, you don't have to... You don't have to dafka madlik the godish. That's what it's mashma in the mission over there. But over there, legabe mazik, it's pshias hadlaka. This is a pshia that brings of mazik. You already did a maisa of mazik. For ritzicha, it's not that way. In other words, if you did a maisa that's mazik bim koimai and then spreads, that's pshias hadlaka. But if the etza maisa and no shaykhis to ritzicha, and the ritzicha only comes as a result of a spread, that's not considered pshias hadlaka lagabi ritzicha. Only when you lit it on his body, then it's pshias hadlaka lagabi ritzicha. That's a good point. But that's what I was thinking. Lemaisa, Toisvis over here, there's a whole huge nidin in the Rishonim over here, Toisvis, complicated Toisvis, and Rishonim about the rules of Kamlei B'Drabimine. There's a Rashba, there's a Toisvis. I'll say over what Toisvis asked Akasha. The Gemara says that if your hitzis, it's in the complication of the pshat of Tosfos, but Tosfos does bring up the following kasha. Tosfos says that l'chayr is an issue in the kamlei b'derabim minei by hitzis begufei shel eved. You amatis begufei shel eved, that means you kill the eved first, and then it's spread to the gedi and the godish. And it says in the Gemara, because of that, you putter from the gedi and the godish, because of kamlei b'derabim minei. Tosfos says it's not the same time. He asks even more than that. It's two different things. When you are matzis begufay shel eved, you're chayiv for the halacha that you did on the gufay shel eved, and then you didn't watch the ish from spreading over to the gadish, and then it was matzis the gadish. It's two different things. How could you say kum l'derami? Kum l'derami is when one maisa at the same time did a chi of misa and a chi of mammon. But over here, it's two different things. There was first the gadish, and only afterwards, it was first the killing of the eved, and only afterwards was the gadish. So how can you say, come with the rabbinate? That's within the whole shakar b'tayr of Tosfos. And Tosfos says, no, you could say over there that it's come with the rabbinate. Hoyel v'al yidei maisa echad bohakol. It all came from one maisa. It's all one maisa. Even though it's at different times, first was the eved, then was the gadish, but it was all a result of one maisa. One maisa, you could say, come live with the rabbi minay. And the veld is very schwer. It's not really one maisa. You killed the eved, and then you are pesheya in the shmira, and you didn't watch it from going over to the gadish. So it's not really one maisa. The maisa killed him, and then you didn't watch it further, so it went to the Godesh. So why is it considered Al Yadei Maisa Echad Bo? Lefi, the way you were explaining, I think it's Gan Shtark. That over here, when you were Madlik the Eved, you didn't touch the Godesh, you Madlik the Eved, Legabi Nezikin, that's like Madlik Besoich Shel Chaveiroi. This is not Madlik Besoich Shelcha. You Madlik Besoich Shel Chaveiroi. That's Pshias Adlaka. So what killed the Eved was Pshias Adlaka. What burnt the Godesh was Pshias Adlaka. I'm not chayiv for the Sreifas HaGodesh. I'm chayiv for the Pshia, the Machshir, that brought about the Sreifas HaGodesh. It's one Maisa Echshir. The same Maisa that was Machshir, the Misa of the Eved, is the same Maisa that was Machshir, the Sreifas HaGodesh. If you look at it in terms of Machshir, it's Taka Al Yedei Maisa Echad Ba. That's the Kasha that... No, we're going Eshim Shemamayne. Toysa's cash was Eshim 100%. The Rashba asked a different... Toysa's cash was Eshim Shemamayne. The Rashba was asked the kasha even in Eshim Shemchitzav. The Rashba asked the kasha that even if you hold Eshim Shemchitzav, and the Gemara says in the Mandom rolls Eshim Shemchitzav, you first burnt the Godesh, and then it spread to the Eved, and it's come later the Rabban, they frept the Rashba, it's not Be'idna. It's not at the same time. First you were Machayev the Mammon when you were Sayyif the Godesh, and then you burnt the Eved. So it's not the same time. That's what the Rashba asks as a Kasha, and he says Tirutzim. Toysis didn't ask that Kasha, or Baruch Beres Medak. Why didn't Toysis ask that Kasha? But for you, what we're saying, that's also Geshmak. Over there, Tosis held in the Mandom Rolls Eshim Shemchitzav, it's Poshet Al Yedei Maisa Echad Ba. It's all my Maisa Zrika Sachetz. That's Poshet. Maisa Echad, two results, Avadim has come with the Ramine. The Chiddush is that even in the Mandom Rolls Eshim Shemamayinai, it's Maisa Echad. I would say, Eshim Shemamayinai, what Shaychas? The Maisa Hatzotah Begufa Shal Eved was my Maisa. The rest is the Pshi and the Shmira. Teret says, no, that's also Al Yedei Maisa Echad. It's all Pshia Sadlok, it's not Pshia Shmira. And Mamela, I have to say, come live with Rabbi Minei.